K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July, despite the weather and all that. Eddie Greer here for another edition of this podcast, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, so much more. Fall sports around the corner, July 5th, 2026. If you're first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of your Sunday evening to do so. This will come out tonight. So there's that for you. I know we've been kind of a little bit off our game when it comes to, we are usually a daily podcast. So I said usually. We've been popping up with episodes here and there, but I know once things kind of start ratcheting up, we're going to go back, get our heads back in the game, and give y'all daily content. I believe Media Days is this week. I'm pretty sure either this week or next week, because we did an episode about, recorded an episode a few days ago. It's on the feed right now, obviously. Colin Klein, ahead of Colin Klein's first season as head football coach of the K-State football team. The anticipation returning to the Little Apple. Got that going on in a few days. I want to say, today is the 5th. Yeah, I believe it's this week. Yeah, I believe this week for them. So we'll talk about that. Cannot wait to talk about that. And we had some other news going on as well. Tennis came out with something recently. I'll touch on that as we get into this week. But I want to get into the men's basketball conversation. We don't know what's going to happen with this year's team. We sit here. As we sit here, the 5th of July, right? But we do know a former K-Stater. One of the big three coming from one of the championship season. Well, not championship, but the Big 12 championship run. That historic run to the Elite Eight. That I'm talking about, Dean Wade. He has been in the news. Speaking of recently, Dean Wade has been in the news recently, and for good reason. There could be two reasons, right? One, you know, getting traded out could be a good or a bad thing. And the other, your new team could be a new championship contender. Why do I say that? Well, let's first start with this. Dean Wade just recently signed a 4-year deal to the Philadelphia 76ers. And no, I did see an article before hopping on this mic about Dean Wade being one of the more better pros coming out of K-State. I did see that. We can talk about that. We can talk about that at length. Given obviously, you know, the past. Oh, Dean Wade. We have said this before on the show, where it's me, Alex Aiden, or some other folks outside the podcast, or other podcasts. Dean Wade stays healthy. Who knows what would happen, right? But but Dean Wade, obviously you can say this is true because he has stayed relevant in the NBA. That was kind of a question mark. After, obviously, you know, he being part of Kamau Stokes, Barry Brown, and that whole crew that went on a great hell of a run in that NCAA tournament. I don't know. I can't recall what year where it happened, but it did happen there as well. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, you know, this guy can't stay on the floor. What's going to happen? He's NBA talent for sure. We definitely know that. Got drafted to the Cleveland Cavaliers and now all of a sudden gets traded to the Philadelphia 76ers, who all of a sudden look like, oh, holy cow, they look like NBA championship contender now. I'll get to that in a second. but Dean Wade, yeah, on the move. This was, yes, and I'm going off this of NBA. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right here. Yeah, this is my pet peeve. Every single time, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. All right, before Eddie gets off the rails here on this Sunday morning, ESPN reported back on Tuesday, Dean Wade, well, now he has signed to Philadelphia 76ers on a 4-year deal, $39 million there. Also, the AP also reported on Wade signing with the 76ers as well. Versatile, we already know that as well. His career at Cleveland comes to a close. Can you believe it's 7 years? Play over there. 7 years for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He only averaged less than 6 points a game. 36% shooting from downtown. 342 career games. He almost started half of them. There. And Dean Wade is now currently 29 years old there as well. So there's that. And now his new team, the Philadelphia 76ers, why do I say they're a championship contender or could be, should be? For one, Joel Embiid. Who's the other guy? Edgecombe. I don't really know much. VJ Edgecombe, I don't know much about him, but he seems to be, from what I've heard, a good player, right? Tyrone Maxwell. Not Maxwell. Tyrese Maxey. Oh, Eddie. Oh, boy. It must have been the fireworks last night. I'm a pro watching podcast. All things in K-State Sports. Dean Wade signing a contract with the Philadelphia 76ers. I want to get the number right. He signed a 4-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers earlier this past week. Eddie Greer, another edition of this podcast here. And here comes the kicker. Jaylen Brown. The latest big name, latest big name on the move. So, Dean Wade's now teammate, Jaylen Brown, is going to be playing for the 76ers. Oh, my goodness. And the way that went down. Oh, baby. So, Jaylen Brown talking himself out of Boston. And I've heard some of the details and all that. I'm not going to get into that. Maybe that's an episode for the EG3 pod. And, oh, by the way, that an episode will come out for that as well. So, you're going to have that. Plus this here today. But yeah, so Dean Wade, he's played on pretty much started half his games in the NBA. Half his starts in the NBA. That's pretty impressive there as well. So yeah, man, congrats to Big Dean, baby. And now, I mean, he made the playoffs last year with Cleveland and all that. Cleveland getting swept in the conference finals against the eventual NBA champion, New York Knicks, this past season. Now, all of a sudden, you're on a team now that should be contending to have a deep run. But they've been, I think before Dean Wade, Jaylen Brown and all that, this season has been a disappointment. I'm going to be straight up. And I'm not supposed to talk NBA, but here we are talking about it. But yeah, so now you got one of the premier scorers, better players, let's just say definitely for sure top 10 players in the NBA and Jaylen Brown. Yes, I know that's probably a little steep. That might be a little brutal. I'm sorry about that, but I'm playing it safe. He's got to be definitely top 10 players in the NBA, and Maxey's been really good. And Embiid has been, and we know it's time at that other school in Lawrence. So, man, yeah. So, Dean Wade, that has been circulating, and I wanted to get an episode on here about Dean Wade. So, here, and Dean Wade, again, one of the fine players to come through K-State men's basketball program history, we could be saying a lot more about him. If he would have stayed, would have been. I mean, his career has some highlights and some lowlights. His lowlights, probably, you know, not starting to get very well and being injury prone. I hate to say that there, but so hey, I mean, he's relevant for K-State when it comes to the NBA. Do I see anybody else now? Obviously, Marquise Noah, there are two other guys that I want to talk about. Well, not talk about really just to mention these guys, Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson, they're in the summer league right now. They're still relevant to the degree, but they're not in the big leagues, just like Dean Wade is. So, I mean, yeah, three former K-State basketball players that are still there. We're gonna put Dean Wade in the more relevant category than Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel. And that might be saying something about this K-State men's basketball program right now, because they've been on a downswing ever since. I mentioned Dean Wade falling short of a Final Four run. Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson they came up a minute short of making it to the Final Four there, and I hate to bring that up, but the talent at K-State when it comes to men's basketball has been deteriorating. Let's just say what it is. Casey Alexander, and again, we don't know the ingredients on how this team's going to come together we don't know. All we can do is play the guessing game. Continue to play the guessing game, right? How this is going to shake down this upcoming fall when men's basketball, Casey Alexander, new head coach on the men's basketball side, takes the court at Bramlage Coliseum in a couple of months, right? So, yeah, man, it's going to be really fascinating on that front. And, I mean, there's some talented pieces there. Obviously, you got the portal and all that. Again, we'll go through the roster again just to get it from us ourselves. These are some new names. Most of them new names, obviously. One is not, and Andre Kostic. So, yeah, there's that. but, you can say this. Say Casey Alexander and his staff, they have some work to do there, and it begins this upcoming fall there as well. So, but the big news coming out of former K-State basketball legend, it still is a legend, Dean Wade signed a 4-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers, and the pieces that they have assembled, including Jaylen Brown, they should be a championship caliber team. I know that says something coming out of me, but listen, again, you can't play, again, what do I always say on here? You cannot play games on paper. You got to go out there and play on the court, running on the track, running on the marathon, running the baseball field. You get what I'm saying there as well. So time will tell, but congratulations to Big Dean on getting a big contract right there. And now he's just coming off a playoff appearance with Cleveland. He'll look to get back to the postseason next year with the Philadelphia 76ers. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily or on just record K-State content. We're coming back at you with new content this week. That includes football media days this week down there in Frisco, Texas. So stay tuned in that. And we're going to slowly get back into it here. Use this month, slowly get back into things here. And things is going to start, and I believe after this month, things are going to start ratcheting up with our fall sports. You want to be a part of the action for the rest of the year, 2026, make sure you subscribe to Long Time Updates content daily. Y'all be first to know about it. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan, an incoming freshman, alumni, or current K-Stater, a big-time Big 12 fan about this Kansas State podcast. Alex Hand out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. So, cats.